Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, this is Dan.
And Ravi.
And this is a very special episode of the Retro Hour.
This is our Christmas quiz.
We're feeling festive, and this week we're just going to have a bit of a laugh, let our hair down, and essentially you could kind of say this is the Retro Hour versus Retro Gamer Magazine and the National Video Game Arcade.
Yeah, totally, and you're really going to enjoy this. You can join in at home, you know, it's a great little quiz.
Now, before we get into that, we just want to give you a little personal message to say thank you so much for listening to the Retro Hour throughout 2016, our first full year of doing this show, and what a year it's been.
It's been amazing, and you know, all the hits, all the messages and comments have just made it totally worth it for us, guys.
Absolutely, and we're going to keep the show going throughout 2017 as well.
Yeah, we'll get to 2020.
Now, of course, it wouldn't be possible without our very generous donators. Of course, you can make a donation if you enjoyed the show. I've maybe had a few drinks over Christmas and you're thinking, oh, you know, I love that podcast those guys did this year. Of course, it's entirely optional, but if you didn't, leave something in the tip jar. TheRetroHour.com, we just want to say a very special thank you to Dwayne Leninger,
Gideon Tabot,
Michele Winder,
and Peter Edwards.
Thank you so much for your support of the Retro Hour. And now, let's get into the quiz. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello and welcome to what will hopefully be the first annual Retro Hour Christmas Super Quiz. With me, Dan Wood.
Me, Ravi Abbott.
Me, Joe Fox.
And who else have we got in the studio? We have some very special guests this week.
Hello, this is Paul Drury from the Nottingham Post and from Retro Gamer magazine.
Hi, this is Oliver Wilmot from the NVA, National Video Game Arcade.
Now, the reason we have a few extra people in the studio this week is because for our Christmas special, we're going to be doing a super nerdy video games quiz for Christmas. And everyone's very knowledgeable here, I take it, yeah?
Yeah.
Joe looks very confident. Now, we've got two teams here. So, first of all, Ravi and Joe, what's your team name?
Retribution.
Just as a disclaimer, I had absolutely no say in that.
Ravi was a ball night working on that one.
Yeah, he was.
And Ollie and Paul, what are your names then? What's your team name?
We are actually in a quiz team at the Broadway every month, and our quiz name this month that we won, I'd like to point out, I, Nathan Drake, a monk, benefit thieves. So we'd like that to be our name.
Okay, I'm not going to say that at the start of every question.
Paul and Ollie's fine.
So the way this is going to work is then we've got 10 rounds of 10 questions. Each team will be asked alternate questions, so you'll get 5 each in a round. Get a question wrong or pass, it will be passed over to the other team. If you hesitate too long, I'll play a little timer, a 10-second timer, that you must have answered by the time that finishes, or your time's up. I've tried my best to make sure that all the answers are, you know, factually correct. If you disagree, we can argue at the end. And, of course, if you don't know a question, just say pass and we'll move on to the next one. That's not going to happen, though, is it?
No, at all.
And the winning team will be the one with the most points at the end of the quiz.
What's the prize?
What's a prize, Ravi?
All of these mince pies and sweets.
That'll do.
Nice.
Bragging rights is fine.
Yeah, bragging rights.
Right then, are we ready to get underway with question one on round one?
Yep.
Now, the lovely Samantha, who's our scorekeeper. Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Hi. She's flipped a coin, and we are going to start with Team Retribution. So, Ravi and Joe, you're going to go first. And the first round is general knowledge.
Oh, bloody hell.
You've got plenty of that. So, which video game did the character of Mario first appear in?
I want to say Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is correct.
Yeah.
So, Paul and Ollie, name the portable mobile phone and handheld console hybrid released by Nokia in 2003.
Is that Ollie?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
It's the N-Gage.
N-Gage is correct. Joe and Ravi, Super Mario Brothers was the first video game to use the term one-up for an extra life, but what did you have to collect to get a one-up?
Green mushroom.
Green mushroom is correct. Paul and Ollie, how many buttons does the non-analog original PlayStation controller have?
Hang on.
It's got the four there.
Well, it's got two shoulder buttons.
Oh, you can start and select
start
as well.
And select.
Yeah, everything.
So start and select. It's a bit harder than Donkey Kong, can I point out? Was there just one shoulder button? There wasn't two, was there?
Just one.
One each. Okay, should we go for
eight.
That?
What are you going to go
say? Eight.
Eight. Incorrect. It's got 14 in total.
Oh,
oh,
first incorrect question of the day.
14.
I should down, left, right, yeah. Square, circle, triangle.
Are you counting X up and down as?
Oh, the D-pad as well.
The D-pad of buttons on there.
That's not a button. And also, say, it's one button.
We'll argue
this
at the end.
I'm absolutely outraged.
Outrageous.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
I feel bad now.
It's okay.
Ravi and Joe, in Tomb Raider, which country is Lara Croft from?
England.
England is correct.
tough one, that. Took you a while to count that, didn't it?
Paul and Ollie, on the opening screen of this 1996 game, you squish the forehead, ears, nose and mouth of the main character. What is the game?
Go on, Ollie.
Mario 64.
Mario 64 is correct. Ravi and Joe, what was the name of the hugely popular and cloned sports game released by Atari in 1972?
Track and field.
Sorry.
Track and field is incorrect. I'm going to pass it over.
It's Pong.
Pong is right. Well done.
Pong. Nice.
Why did we get ours passed over earlier on?
Yeah, and you've forgot. I'm still learning. Come on. Okay, then. Paul and Ollie. Banjo is a bear that has a red bird for a sidekick. What's the name of his feathery friend?
Yes, it's Kazooie.
Kazooie is correct. Ravi and Joe, this 1987 side-scroller was made by Konami, and you meet Frankenstein's monster and the Grim Reaper before taking on Dracula. What is the game? It is Castlevania. And the final question in this round to Paul and Ollie. If you're playing the Sega game, The Typing of the Dead, you're trying to kill zombies by doing what?
Spelling
out, spelling out words as well on the screen.
Spelling words.
Clue was in the question. Yeah, well done.
What?
So who won that round, Samantha? She's totting up the scores at the back there.
5 and 4.
God damn it, Ravi.
Would you, to be fair, would you have known 14 for that PlayStation one?
Yeah, I got it there.
Did you? Okay. Well, we'll let you have that because I did mess up.
Oh, nice.
Let's let him have it because I did mess that up, to be fair. I should have passed it over.
No, I don't mind.
Okay, come on. 5-all then. Keeps it interesting.
That's fine.
Right, then, who's ready for round two? Things are getting intense now. Oh. Round two is all about arcades. Right. Now, Paul, you might know this one. How many rows of aliens are there usually at the start of Space Invaders?
There are 5 rows with 11 aliens on each.
Well, very precise. 5 was what I was looking for. Well
nice.
Done. Okay.
I didn't know that one.
I didn't have a clue.
Joe and Ravi, which classic arcade beat-em-up features the characters of Billy Lee and Jimmy?
Double Dragon.
Double Dragon is correct. Paul and Ollie, in the Pac-Man arcade's default configuration, how many points do you need to score to get an extra life?
I must say I'm not certain on that. So it could be that, or it could possibly be that. That's Galaxian, is that. I'm not actually sure.
I think we should go.
Maybe that.
Yeah, this one.
Why don't you think so? All right, I must say we don't really know.
Okay,
7,000?
It's incorrect. I'll pass it over.
We've got 2, but we don't know who's to go with.
Go on then.
We'll go 10K.
10,000 is correct.
Oh, really?
Ollie, you bell.
Oh, oops, sorry.
That did you guys say that?
Yeah, right.
I'm truly impressed.
Oh, man.
We were going to go for that first, but then I ruined it.
Okay, then. Ravi and Joe, what is the setting for the arcade game Tempest? Now, you've got 4 options here. Is it A, a maze, B, an ocean, C, a 3D tunnel, or D, ancient Greece?
I want to say, is Tempest the one where it's like you've got to shoot the centipede type?
I'll give you any help.
But
3D tunnel.
3D tunnel is correct.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of a completely wrong game.
Ollie and Paul, in the Simpsons arcade, how many players do you play simultaneously?
4.
4 is correct. Yeah. Ravi and Joe, name 2 of the ghosts from Pac-Man.
Oh,
Pinky and Dylan. Is Dylan one? No.
Incorrect. Pass it over.
Whilst that's right, we'll have Blinky and Clyde.
That's correct. Well done. Okay, Paul and Ollie. In which game does a damsel in distress called Pauline get rescued from the title character by Mario the Plumber, originally called Jumpman?
I was going to correct the question there. It's Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong is
in
right.
In fact, she was actually called Lady.
Lady Pauline.
She was just called Lady, and then they called her Pauline. But let's not get too pedantic. Yeah, right?
This is not that kind of podcast.
Is that
Kong? Donkey Kong, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, Ravi and Joe, which classic arcade game involved the player shooting and destroying large chunks of floating rocks and battling enemy flying saucers?
Asteroids.
Asteroids is correct.
Sorry, I keep jumping in.
Okay, Paul and Ollie, Which classic arcade game has the same name as a play by William Shakespeare?
Tempest.
Tempest is correct. And the last question in this round then, Ravi and Joe. What kind of car did you drive in the original Outrun game?
Oh, bloody hell. I want to say, yeah. A red Ferrari?
Ferrari tester, Russell, I'll let you have that. Oh. Well then, so what's the score at the end of that round then, the lovely Samantha?
I think they're winning.
So both teams are currently on 10 points each. Things are getting pretty intense, aren't they then, guys?
I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I need a tiebreaker at the end
I'm
of this.
I'm heavily sedated, so I'm fine.
Right then, round three. I think you might be all right at this one, Joe. Round three on the quiz is all about consoles.
Okay. Mm.
So we're going to start with you guys then, Joe and Ravi.
Yeah.
Question number one. What was the development prototype name of the Nintendo 64?
Ultra
64 Ultra. Is correct. Paul and Ollie, what was the name of Atari's last released console?
Yeah.
The Atari Jaguar.
Jaguar is correct. Ravi and Joe, what did he say?
Ravi was doing a little like tiger.
I thought you were being very camp, Ravi.
I've got cameras going, so I'm looking forward to watching that one back. Okay, then, so name the system Nintendo released between the NES and the N64.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo is correct. Ollie and Paul, how many bits was the Sega Master System?
It's that.
Yep, 8 bits.
8-bit is correct. Ravi and Joe, which former EA boss headed the 3DO company?
They get 8-bit and we get this.
Trip Hawkins.
Yeah. Got the buttons question again.
Was it Trip Hawkins?
Oh. Trip Hawkins is correct.
What?
Well done.
That's a Ravi.
Okay. Ollie and Paul, how many different types of games consoles did Commodore produce in the 90s?
Wow.
Okay, so just the consoles.
Yeah.
Right, they did one where you just plug cartridges in, which was called the G's. Yes. Then they did... did you say the
90s? In the 90s.
Oh, in the 90s.
Oh, no, that might have been the 80s, actually. The Amiga CD. They did
maybe
one,
we should
but
go for the one, maybe.
Commodore GS, but that was... I'm sure that was the 80s.
Should we go for one?
Rush you guys.
Should we go for one?
Well, we don't really know. One.
I'm going to hand it over.
Two
is correct.
What was the other one?
Commodore 64 GS in 1990 and the CD32 in 1993.
So you mean the one that we said? Right.
Wasn't in your answer. The one I ever heard.
Fair enough.
Okay, then Ravi and Joe. What colour are the lights that signify a system failure on the Xbox 360?
Red.
Red is correct.
That was a bit easy.
Ollie and Paul, what was the model number of Atari's biggest selling system?
It could be that. Yeah, that's by far the biggest selling system. 2600?
2600 is correct. Ravi and Joe, what was Sega's last console?
The Dreamcast.
Is correct. And last question in this round then. Which toy company released the Intellivision console in 1980?
They were called Mattel.
Mattel was correct. What are the scores looking like at the end of that round?
Oh, this is quite even.
16 and 14 then, so we move into round number four. And this one is all about Sega.
Mm. Oh, looking at you.
So we'll start with Paul and Ollie this time. What was Sega's 16-bit console known as in Japan?
Where is this? Oh, that's right, isn't it? Or is that in America?
Well, that's the American name. It's the same over here. The 16-bit console would be Mega Drive.
Mega Drive is correct.
Oh, yes, I know.
Joe and Ravi, what is Sonic's sidekick Tails' real name?
Miles Prower.
Miles Prower is correct.
Answer that fast.
You played a lot of Sonic, haven't you?
Maybe.
Ollie and Paul, name the first Sonic racing game.
Was it just called that?
Yes, I think Sonic R. Oh, no, Sonic, sorry, Sonic Drift.
I'll let you have that. Sonic Drift was correct.
I would have gone with Sonic.
That's very kind.
That was good.
That was close.
That was good.
Okay, Ravi and Joe. Chow were first introduced in which popular game on the Dreamcast?
Sonic Adventure.
Sonic Adventure is correct.
Sonic Heavy Round, this one, isn't it?
It's all about Sega, this one. Okay, Ollie and Paul. Which British computer company released a PC and Mega Drive combination called the Mega PC in the early 90s?
Oh,
British.
British?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any British, man.
Do they? I don't know, do you?
Commodore American, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's cl-
close to that. It's
TV with sick.
No, I got there listening, aren't we?
Come on, guys, 5 seconds.
I don't think we know.
Amstrad?
Amstrad is correct. Oh,
play to the camera.
So close.
Ravi had it.
I'm getting tense now. Right then, Ravi and Joe. What was the code name of Sega's unreleased system that was to combine a 32X and a Mega Drive into one system?
Sega Neptune.
Sega Neptune is correct. Ollie and Paul, which year did the Mega Drive launch in Japan?
Do you think it's that?
Ooh, that's hard. Should we go for that? Because we both...
OK. Yeah, go on.
It's 88 or 89, but we're going to go for 89.
I'm going to hand it over.
88.
88 is correct.
Oh,
so close.
Oh,
we had 88, 89 everywhere else. Yeah, yeah.
Ravi and Joe, what is Eggman's real name?
Dr. Robotnik.
Full name?
Oh, man. Eugene Robotnik? No.
I'm going to hand it over.
Edward Robotnik?
Incorrect. Dr. Ivo Robotnik.
Call yourself Sega fans. I don't know, Eugene?
Right, Paul and Ollie. Which Nintendo console was a Mega Drive doing battle with in 1990 in the West?
Well, that, yeah. SNES, Super
no,
Nintendo.
No, wait.
Whoa.
Before we say this.
In 1990? Mm-hmm. What, console is it going to be?
What, the... Did you say the Mega Drive?
Which Nintendo console was a Mega Drive doing battle with in 1990 in the West?
I think it may have been NES, because... Do you think we should go Super Nintendo? The same year it came out. Okay, yeah, let's go for that.
Consistently gone for the first answer. Yeah, done the second answer and got it wrong.
What are you going to go for?
Yeah, let's go for that, yeah.
Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo, what are you? NES. You were incorrect. It was the NES. Super Nintendo wasn't it? Yeah. That was a dirty one, wasn't it?
That's what I was going to say. I wasn't sure.
Right, have a look at the end of that round.
21-17. There were some dirty questions.
That SNES
one. Retrogression. Yeah. I was like, Nomad.
I wanted to say NES, but I didn't want to get it wrong again.
You're a virtual boy down for the.
He's like, forget
just
about
Nintendo,
that.
Just cross that out, Abby.
Right then, guys, a little breather from mince pie.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go into round number 5 now, which is Nintendo. Oh. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to start with. Do Paul and Ollie this round then. Super Mario World was set in which location?
Derby.
Oh, right.
What do you think?
Go for that.
Is it called Dinosaur Island?
Dinosaur Island's correct, well done.
I just said Mushroom Kingdom. That was okay. The first one, wasn't it?
Ravi and Joe, what generation of consoles did the Nintendo 64 belong to?
Oh, it's the sixth generation.
No. I'm
going to hand it over.
I can't remember. Was it him? I don't even know what generation we're on now.
It's a debate, that's the thing.
Do you think it's fourth, maybe?
I thought maybe fifth. You got the... You decide. Fourth or fifth?
Fifth.
This generation is correct.
I wrote the fifth down. Thanks for that, Ravi.
Damn. I thought I was being smart.
Right, Paul and Ollie. What game was bundled with the Nintendo Game Boy at launch?
Well, it's that, isn't it? That's not a trick question, is it?
No, I think you're right, yes. Yeah.
Tetris
is correct. Ravi and Joe. What was the first Legend of Zelda game to be released on the Nintendo 64?
It's The Legend of Zelda.
Subtitle?
Wait, the first one?
On the Nintendo 64.
I thought you said... I wasn't listening. Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time is correct.
I thought you meant just the NES. I wasn't listening, sorry.
Right, Paul and Ollie. How many bits was the processor in the Super Nintendo Entertainment System?
Oh, that's...
What's that?
Yeah, 16-bit.
16-bit is correct. Ravi and Joe, who is older, Mario or Luigi?
Mario.
Mario is correct.
Wow.
Okay.
What? Is that on Wikipedia?
It's on a lot of their game descriptions, apparently. Yeah.
Okay.
What game does the term I am error come from?
I know what it is.
Go on. It's not that all your base is.
Legend of Zelda, right?
Go for it.
Legends of Zelda.
I'm going to hand it over.
What? Legend of Zelda Link's Adventure. Legend of Zelda 2 Link's Adventure.
The Adventure of Link. Adventure I'll let you have it there. Near enough. Okay.
Oh, the sequel, so the second
you
one.
Have, hang on. When he said Legend, you should have said, can I have your subtitle?
Like you didn't. Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely
yeah.
Outrageous.
You did get the wrong number, that would be fair. Okay. Ravi and Joe. What console did Nintendo release in 2006?
The Wii.
The Wii's correct. Paul and Ollie. What was the Japanese version of the NES called?
It was the Famicom.
Famicom's correct. Last question this round then to Ravi and Joe. Who played Mario in the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie?
What's his name?
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins is correct. So the scores at the end of that round, Paul and Ollie, you're on 22. 26 to Retrobution.
We're that far behind now. This is not good.
Wait, what's going on?
I know.
Yeah, that was the end of round five, so we are halfway through the quiz now. Sorry. How are you feeling, guys?
Robbed. But that, all right.
I'm very sad right now.
I do feel some questions are really difficult and then some are really easy. So.
I feel surprisingly knowledgeable.
You surprised me so far, I must say. Right, then, the next round in this is going to be about games. So it's just quite a general round.
Most of the other rounds.
But not video games.
Board games.
Playground games. All right, here we go. So we'll start with this time, Ravi and Joe. In the first Mortal Kombat, which phrase is heard by Scorpion when he uses his spear? And there are two options here.
Let's get over here or come here.
Yeah, correct. Okay, Paul and Ollie. What is the name of the princess who Mario repeatedly stops Bowser kidnapping?
It's just that, isn't it?
Princess Peach or Toadstool in other countries.
Yeah, that's correct. Question number three, Ravi and Joe. Which PlayStation 2 game, released in 2003, was banned in several countries and implicated by the media in a murder due to its graphic violence?
Manhunt.
Manhunt is correct. Okay, Paul and Ollie. Here's a difficult one for you. What colour is Pac-Man?
Yellow.
Correct. Ravi and Joe. The Covenant are fictional military alien races in which video game series?
Halo.
Halo is correct. Paul and Ollie. In the game Doom, which planet is the Space Marine posted to after assaulting his commanding officer?
It's not that, is it? We should know that.
Which planet?
Yes.
Yes, it is Mars, yeah.
Mars is correct.
Oh,
well
right.
Ravi, just double check. I had to think about it.
Okay, Ravi and Joe. What's the name of the gang member that video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas revolves around?
Carl Johnson.
Carl C.J. Johnson, correct. Wow. Paul and Ollie. How many square blocks is each game piece composed of in Tetris?
It's four.
Four's correct.
Four, yeah.
So that's quick.
That's
hard. Ravi and
that
Joe.
That was quick, that was
You've had that one before, haven't you?
I've played Tetris.
Okay, then Ravi and Joe. In the game Metal Gear Solid, who is the twin brother of Solid Snake?
Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake's correct. Final question this round then for Paul and Ollie. In the game Luigi's Mansion, what item does the player use to stun ghosts?
It's a torch, isn't it? It's just a torch.
A torch, yeah. It is. Well done. Okay, so have a look at the end of that round.
We've not caught there.
31 to 27. Right, more than halfway through.
They need to get more wrong. That's
the main thing.
If you wouldn't mind just getting a few wrong.
How many have we got wrong? I think it's two.
Wait for the Atari round, guys.
The Atari round is
good. Oh, dear.
I'm more good at the Atari round.
Okay, then the next round, which, Ravi, you might be quite good at this one, actually. I think, I don't know, maybe, Paul, have you got much experience with computers or you're more a console kind of guy?
I am aware of a computer.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I this can type one, on one.
This one is all about computers. So move into round number seven. So we'll start with, in this round, Paul and Ollie. How much RAM does a Commodore 64 have?
64K.
Is correct.
Damn.
Ravi and Joe, which company made the CPC 464 computer?
Amstrad.
Amstrad's correct. Paul and Ollie, what was the first home computer that sold for under £100 in Britain?
That'll be that. Oh.
Is it 70?
No, it's that one. It's that one.
ZX80?
Yes.
You say it.
It's the ZX80.
ZX80 is correct. Well done. Ravi and Joe, in operating systems, what does GUI stand for?
Graphical User Interface.
Correct. Paul and Ollie, 1,024 gigabytes is equal to one what?
One kilobyte. Yeah, one kilobyte. You know.
Incorrect. I hand it over.
A terabyte?
Terabyte is correct.
Well, so-
1,024 gigabytes is equal to one.
Oh, I thought you just said 1,024 bytes.
No, gigabytes.
Oh. You said bytes. I want that played back.
We're playing. Definitely said gigabytes.
You've just told us questions about ZX80 and Amstrad.
Right? We'll argue at the end, Paul.
Randomly gone. Oh, terabytes, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
We're living in the past.
Well, you know, I'm gonna. There's a pretty tough one for these guys now.
Better be.
Okay, Ravi and Joe. Which company invented the floppy disk?
God. I'm just gonna say Xerox.
Incorrect. Then hand it over.
I'm not sure.
That sounds wholly possible.
Should I go for that?
Yeah.
Is it IBM?
IBM's correct. Well done. Paul and Ollie. What was the first full-length computer-generated feature film? Fully computer-generated.
It's a choice. Yeah, right. Well, we've both written the same one, so we think Toy Story.
Toy Story's correct. Ravi and Joe. Another tough one for you. What are the first six letters that appear on a traditional computer keyboard?
Q-W-E-R-T-Y.
Is correct. Paul and Ollie. In 1987, Cambridge-based company Acorn Computers launched their first RISC-based home computer. It was named after which ancient Greek mathematician?
Archimedes.
Archimedes is correct. And final question in this round then for Ravi and Joe. Which programming language did the Sinclair Spectrum have on ROM?
Go on, Ravi.
On ROM, Oh, God. I'm just going to say Cubo.
Incorrect.
It's basic.
Oh, basic. Well done.
Yes. I'm happy with that one.
You've got one back there.
You're clawing it back.
The answer was basic, yes.
So basic. Basic answer. How are we looking, Samantha?
There goes some obscure one.
35 to 33. You guys are clawing it back.
Oh, God.
Right then.
I literally knew none of them. I was like, one.
Right then, we're now into round number 8. And this would be a good chance for you to claw a bit back here, Paul. This one's all about the legendary video games company, Atari.
This might be my weakness, though.
It's all right.
Okay.
We complement each other, aren't
we? Yeah,
we
can do it.
And we'll start this time with Ravi and Joe. So, first question. Who founded Atari? Two people.
I'm eating a mince pie.
I don't know it, so I'm waiting for him to swallow that mince pie.
Come on, Ravi, get it down here.
Nolan Bushnell.
And?
Was it Brian Fargo or something like that?
Incorrect.
Go for it, Paul.
It's a chap called Ted Dabney.
That's correct. And Nolan Bushnell, well done.
Yeah.
Question number 2. Which Atari console shell was made into dental cameras in the late 90s?
It was the Atari Jaguar.
Ravi and Joe, which movie license game did Atari bury millions of unsold copies of in a desert landfill?
E.T.
E.T. is correct.
I would like to point out that's not true. It wasn't it. They
that
did
was,
loads
that
of
was the legend.
Ones. E.T. was one of.
That was the legend.
But go on.
Were there other movie license games?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You'd have said E.T. too.
Yeah, of course.
Right then, Paul and Ollie. Which unfinished 4-part series of games were developed for a real-life competition where the prizes were valued at around $150,000?
Right, they were called... They were all Quest. I think it was Sword Quest.
Oh, God damn it, I actually knew that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, Ravi and Joe. Which Atari game did Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak work on?
Oh,
this is a good round for us.
We should just guess.
5 seconds.
A centipede.
Wrong.
It was Breakout.
Breakout is correct. Well done.
I never knew that.
Okay. Well, you've learned something, mate.
There we go.
Ball and Ollie. What was the name of Atari's last ever computer?
This one we're going to think about. Mm-hmm. Okay. And of course, they obviously did that. But did they do that after?
So. No, that's definitely after.
Look how smug Dan looks.
That's after that one.
Yeah. I've got the answer.
Definitely.
All right, we think it's the Falcon.
Falcon is correct. Right. Well done. Ravi and Joe, which company was Atari Inc. sold to in 1976?
Was an Epics.
Correct. Paul.
Well, correct, it wasn't Epics.
Wasn't Epics, yeah.
Right. Oh. Just, can you just repeat what that question?
Okay.
I could have. It wasn't Windows.
Which company was Atari Inc. sold to in 1976?
1976? Ah, right, I've got it. It's, it was... Time Warner.
Correct, Warner Communications, but I'll accept that.
Nice.
Paul and Ollie, how many buttons were on the Atari 2600 controller?
One.
You're right on that one, well done. Ravi and Joe, Atari was sold to the Tramiel Corporation in the 80s, but which company did Jack Tramiel found previously?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Incorrect.
What? That's Nolan Bushnell.
I thought he'd have something really good.
Can I just say, you said there was no Amiga questions. That's the nearest to an Amiga question.
Nearest to an Amiga question.
Because it's Commodore.
Commodore is correct. Carl Wright.
Most people screaming
at you now. Right then. And the final one of this round for Paul and Ollie. What do the letters...
Chucky f***.
Okay.
I like it.
What did the letters ST and Atari ST stand for?
Oh, God.
Chuck E. Cheese.
You've been drinking today, Robbie.
Oh, God, isn't that weird? What could it be? ST. I don't know, mate.
I have to rush you guys. 10 seconds.
Solid. God, I don't.
I hand it over.
Super Tramiel.
that would be so cool.
It was 1632.
Oh, the actual, I remember that now.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good question.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think, we did well that
round may have brought us back into contention.
My cheese answers.
It's 36 to 41.
Woohoo! Right, you guys 41. Are like.
Well, we have 41.
God bless Nolan Bushnell. There you go.
All right.
All right then. Damn it. You could bring it back though. Right. There's still two rounds left.
Oh dear.
And this one is all about the PlayStation.
Oh God, here we go.
You could claw this one back, Joe. Okay. PlayStation fan, aren't you?
Maybe.
Right then. We'll start with you guys this time. Ravi and Joe. Which console company was Sony originally developing the PlayStation prototype with? Nintendo's correct.
This game. Hardcore now.
Chucky Cheese!
I want that prototype, I've seen it. It looks amazing.
Okay, Paul and Ollie. The black colour of original PlayStation discs were there to reduce piracy. True or false?
Ooh. Oh.
So, if this is passed over, we haven't got it right.
I'm pretty sure it's true.
I think that sounds true.
You going to go true?
Yes, true.
Pass it over.
Oh, come on!
To be fair, we're going to have to think about this one. He's wrote false down, so I'm going to go with that.
It was just to look cool, apparently. Didn't have any effect on copying discs. Okay, Ravi and Joe. Sony destroyed Sega at E3 in 1995 with just one sentence. What was it?
That. $2.99
is correct.
I put loads of man numbers.
Paul and Ollie. Which system was Tomb Raider released on first? PlayStation or Sega Saturn?
Oh, Sega Saturn.
Yes. Sega Saturn is correct. Ravi and Joe. Which Namco racing game was a launch title for the PlayStation?
Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer is correct.
I love it.
Paul and Ollie. Which classic PlayStation horror series is known as Biohazard in Japan?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil is correct. Oh. Ravi and Joe. Who is the main villain in the Crash Bandicoot games?
Oh, Dr. Cortez.
Dr. Cortez. Yeah. Paul and Ollie. Which classic light gun series from Namco introduced the GunCon peripheral?
I think it's that one. Yeah? You happy?
Yes.
Time Crisis.
Time Crisis is correct. Ravi and Joe. Which long-running Tecmo-developed fighting series made its debut on the original PlayStation?
Tecmo.
Is that right?
Because it's Tekken's Namco, so... Tecmo. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive is correct. Oh,
yes,
well done.
Yes.
Okay, and final question in this round to Paul and Ollie. How many HDMI ports are there on a PS3?
Oh, they had different models and it changed, I think.
God. Why would there be any more than...
Oh, wait, sorry, HDMI, did you say?
HDMI cables. HDMI ports.
Why would there be any more than that?
On PS3. Is this a trick question? Should we go for
one? Well, we've had trick questions before.
Yeah, go for it.
One?
One is correct.
Oh. Yes! Such a weird question.
There is two on the Xbox One, so... Maybe that's why
I... On the PS3, then.
That's weird.
Are we looking, Samantha?
Why'd you need two?
I don't know.
That's what we were...
On the Xbox One, you've got an in and an out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see.
42-45. Paul and Ollie still in the lead. Just...
Is this the final round?
It is, yeah.
Oh, they've won it.
Right,
oh,
then.
Oh, gosh.
But this one is all about games. Again.
Okay. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Games of all generations. Up to about 2005. We are the retro. Okay. Some nervous faces in the room.
Yeah.
I am so nervous right now.
We're going to start with Paul and Ollie. In which year was Space Invaders first released?
I know this. It's definitely that. 1978.
1978 is correct. Ravi and Joe. In which first-person shooter, released in 1993, are you fighting through invading demons from hell?
Doom.
Doom is correct. Paul and Ollie. What was the name of the smash hit fighting game franchise, which was released on the Sony PlayStation in 1994?
Okay, so I'm presuming it's that. I'm presuming, surely that's the one that's most associated. Are you thinking about it, or are you agreeing with me?
I'm just... seems a bit late. Yeah, Tekken.
Tekken is correct.
All right.
I just had to make sure. I just had to think about it.
All right.
I was really like, please don't get this right.
I was hoping it wouldn't be Toshinden.
Ravi and Joe. On which famous film was the plot of the game Grand Theft Auto Vice City based?
Oh, Matt.
Miami Vice.
No, that's... No, no! No, dude, Scarface!
Are you giving him that? That's outrageous.
What do you think?
I think not.
Thanks, Samantha.
What are you going to go for?
No, oh, like God. 10 years.
I'll tell you what.
10 years for nothing, Samantha.
I'll tell
you. You know, I don't think I do feel bad saying Scarface, because we've given them enough answers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scarface! In your face, how many Scarface.
How many buttons are on a PlayStation controller, lads?
we gave you that one.
Right, then. Oh, let's calm it down in the studio a bit. It's getting tense, Okay, then Paul and Ollie. What is the name of the science fiction series of games where the main character is Master Chief?
Halo.
Halo is correct. Ravi and Joe, in which racing game do players use turtle shells, banana skins and mushrooms to help them win?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart is correct. Okay, Paul and Ollie. In which popular Tom Clancy series do you play a character called Sam Fisher?
Splinter Cell.
Yeah, Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell is correct. Ravi and Joe. The Australian animal hero in the successful 3D platform game series launched in 1996 is called what?
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot is correct. Okay, Paul and Ollie. Which series of science fantasy role-playing video games were first released by Square Enix in 1987?
It was the inappropriately titled Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy is correct. And the last question, then, of the quiz for Joe and Ravi. Which tile-matching puzzle video game was originally designed by Alexei Pajitnov in the Soviet Union in 1984?
Tetris.
Tetris is correct.
Everyone.
We've reached the end of the quiz. Have a look, and Sam, what's the total?
We're doing the Tetris dance, not you, right?
6 compared to 51.
51 to 46. That means Ollie and Paul are the winners of this year's Retro Super Quiz. Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Miami Vice.
I think it's fair to say you guys brought that back.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah, thank God for Atari. Well, John, that was very, very close.
You did a computer round. I knew, like, two answers, and they were both fair questions as well. And then the Atari one, I was just there, like, ugh.
Good quiz, Dan.
Well, can I say, thank you all for getting involved in it. It's been loads of fun. Same again next year?
Definitely. Well, we're the reigning champions.
I hope so.
We've got to knock them off the throne.
I might just go on to their team, though, to be fair. Chucky
Keys over here. So, mince pies to the winners. What's for our losers, then? You mentioned a forfeit before, Paul, didn't you?
I think that they should walk home as Iko and Yorda.
yeah. Go on.
Well, guys, thank you so much for getting involved. It's been an absolute blast doing it. And this is our final show of 2016 as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Whole year of Retro Hour.
We're having, I think it's fair to say, well-deserved week off next week.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
We'll be drunk for most of the week, so there's no point in doing a show. So
they're the best ones.
Thank you for checking out the show in 2016. We'll see you again next year. And, of course, have a very Merry Christmas. See
Merry
you later.
Christmas.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Have a good day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.